from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. As painstaking attempts to reach survivors in quake-ravaged buildings across Mexico City stretched into a third day Thursday, desperation mounted among loved ones who earlier had high hopes for quick rescues. President Enrique Peña's office also raised the death toll from the Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake. Cecilia Mendoza reports from Mexico City.
273 people is the new death toll given by authorities to the public as the efforts to try to find anyone in any of the collapsed building continue. One of the astonishing announcements made by one of the members of the rescue teams is that it is not missing child at the collapsed Mexico City school. That has been the focus of most of the efforts as well as the media attention. Cecilia Mendoza for VOA News from Mexico City.
Hurricane Maria continued to strengthen slightly as it approaches the Turks and Caicos Islands and the southeastern Bahamas. The storm battered Puerto Rico and knocked out the entire grid across the U.S. territory of 3.4 million. While meeting Thursday with a delegation in Texas for Hurricane Harvey recoveries, House Speaker Paul Ryan talked about Puerto Rico.
I want to start off by saying right now our hearts, our prayers are with our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico who are just experiencing Hurricane Maria.
New York City is sending emergency responders to Puerto Rico and encouraging other city workers to volunteer with island recovery efforts. On Wall Street, a slide in technology companies weighed on U.S. stocks Thursday, pulling the markets lower for the first time this week. This is VOA. At the United Nations General Assembly, President Trump announced further sanctions on North Korea over its nuclear program and praised China for doing its part.
China, the central bank, has told their other banks, it's a massive banking system, to immediately stop doing business with North Korea.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in also addressed the General Assembly, and here he is via interpreter.
I urge North Korea to abandon its hostile policies against other countries and give up its nuclear weapons program in a verifiable and irreversible way.
Meanwhile, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called President Donald Trump deranged and said in a statement carried by the state news agency that he will pay dearly for his threats. Facebook is slowly acknowledging the outsized, if unintended, role it played in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. Bowing to pressure from lawmakers and the public, the company said it will provide the contents of 3,000 ads bought by a Russian agency to congressional investigators, while also pledging to make political advertising on its platform more transparent. Thousands gathered at the gates of Catalonia's regional judicial body in Barcelona to demand the release of a dozen officials arrested in connection with a vote on independence that Spanish authorities are challenging as illegal. Philip Alexio reports.
I wish I could tell you that we're going to be able to stop all interference, but that just wouldn't be realistic. There will always be bad actors in the world, and we can't prevent all governments from all interference. But we can make it harder. We can make it much harder. And that's what we're going to focus on doing.
The demonstrators answered a call by pro-independent civic groups to stage long-term street protests against the police surprise crackdown one day earlier. Catalonia represents a fifth of Spain's economy and enjoys wide self-government, although key areas such as infrastructure and taxes are in the hands of central authorities. Polls consistently show the region's inhabitants favor holding a referendum but are roughly evenly divided over independence from Spain. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
American comedian Jimmy Kimmel used his late-night platform to continue his assault on Republican health care bill, firing back at critics including U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy and Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade. The ABC star Wednesday was following up on a monologue from Tuesday when he said that the bill Cassidy is co-sponsoring failed the Jimmy Kimmel test, a phrase Cassidy coined in May after Kimmel announced his newborn son underwent heart surgery. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.